I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to a personal journey that I call Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, and Joe Lyons has prepared another On the Backlot report. Today, we're getting really animated as we feature some of the wonderful audio creations from cartoons and animation from cinema and television. We have lots of memories to share with you. We begin with a taste of Disney. For almost a century, they have provided scores of memorable tunes from very talented composers and songwriters to get children curious about imagination. I think they succeeded beyond anyone's wildest dreams, including Walt Disney himself. Let's go back in time to enjoy a cavalcade of audio memories on Forgotten Hollywood.
Someday my prince will come. Someday we'll meet again. And away to his castle we'll go. To be happy forever, I know.
Mush.
Someday when spring is here, we'll find our love anew, and the birds will sing, and wedding bells will ring. Someday when my dreams come true.
Hollywood is engaging in a thorough examination of themes from animated classics. This is Manny Pacheco. Before we venture into the litany of other superb creators of the cartoon, let's take a more recent excursion down the primrose lane of Disney fare. You see, Forgotten Hollywood understands, and they deserve the honor.
Deep in the heart. Christopher's childhood days. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little tubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Willy nilly silly old bear. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little tubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
The simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, that's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you.
This is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, little wretches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found.
When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
Of course, wonderful one and two reel animation from major studios was destined to grab theater going audiences. Steve, cue the crooning frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Back to Forgotten Hollywood.
Manny Pacheco with you on Forgotten Hollywood. Today we're providing the audio narrative for the creations of cartoons. With the early success of Walt Disney, Warner Brothers and other studios began developing departments of animation that met with great success. Betty Boop was an animated character created by Max Fleischer, and her series of shorts were released by Paramount Pictures. Although Clara Bow was the initial model for Boop, she actually began as a caricature of singer Helen Kane. Due to the success of Betty Boop, Fleischer was able to create more wonderful characters, the most popular being Popeye the Sailor, developed in 1933 for Paramount from a comic strip. Our hero has appeared in more theatrical and television cartoons than any character in history. Meanwhile, Casper the Friendly Ghost was adapted into novel tunes in the 1940s before the studio started a Casper series on television in 1950. Here's more magic from Paramount Pictures on Forgotten Hollywood.
Oh, olive oil, olive oil.
Here I am, Popeye.
Where's me spinach?
Where's me spinach? I am my Popeye, but you're eating too much spinach.
Well, blow me down.
Is that right, Popeye? Eat all this spinach to make those big muscles?
Nah, tain't so. I am what I am on account of I eat me spinach. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailorman. Popeye the Sailorman. Now I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailorman. Now I'm one tough kazookas, what hates all palookas, what hates on the ups, and swear. Boy, I biffs them and buffs them, and always outruffs them, but none of them gets nowhere. Now if anyone dares to risk my fist, it's buff and it's wham, understand? So keep good behavior, it's your one lifesaver, with Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Boy, I'm strong to the finish, cause I eats me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Casper, the friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. Might look at him with fright, the children all love him so. Casper, the friendly ghost, he couldn't be bad or mean. He'll romp and play, sing and dance all day, the friendliest ghost you've seen.
He always says hello, and he's really glad to meet ya.
Wherever he may go,
he's kind to every living creature. Grown-ups don't understand why children love him the most, but kids all know that he loves them so. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Forgotten Hollywood is strolling down memory lane by way of nostalgic cartoon themes. Manny Pacheco here with you. Next to Disney, no one had a more popular animated theme than Walter Lantz. In 1948, the Lantz Studio created a hit Academy Award nominated tune, the Woody Woodpecker song. Lantz presented Woody Woodpecker in an Andy Panda cartoon. The brash bird was similar to Daffy Duck, and Lantz liked the results enough to build a series around him. Meanwhile, over a 20th Century Fox, they developed a superhero character in 1942 created by the Terry Toons division. Mighty Mouse was featured in 80 shorts over a 20-year period. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Oh, that's the Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah, he's a-peckin' it all day long. He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red. And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim to peck a few holes in your head. Oh, that's the Woody Woodpeckers too. Makes the other woodpeckers swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the doll and the dance and the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
Thank you.
Choice with a laugh in his voice, he gives all his rivals the bird. He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life, if you'll be Woody and wife, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worrying at all, we're just listening for his call.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Just listening for his call.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
When we return, Hanna-Barbera takes the stage, and early television features iconic cartoon-related themes. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked, shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Oh, it's the professor at rock bottom.
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. The cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You'll laugh so much your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix, the wonderful your heart will go pit-a-pat watching Felix, the wonderful cat.
Television favorites from coast to coast were The Adventures of Felix the Cat and the Art Clokey claymation sensation Gumby. Veteran MGM animators William Hanna and Joseph Barbera sharpened their teeth with the Tom and Jerry features during the 1940s. Hanna and Barbera then established their own studio and found great success. No animal was off limits for this duo, as you can hear on Forgotten Hollywood.
Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing it's with dignity. Top Cat, the indisputable leader of the gang. He's the boss, he's a whip, he's the number one fit. He's the most tip-top Top Cat. Yes, he's the chief, he's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top Top Cat.
Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table you will find him there, stuffing down more goodies than the average bear. He will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Jellystone Park. Yogi has it better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average bear.
Kellogg's, your best choice in cereals. The best to you each morning brings you...
Who else?
Yogi Bear.
The biggest show in town is Huckleberry Hound. For all you guys and gals. The biggest clown in town is Huckleberry Hound. With all his cartoon pals. It's Huckleberry fun, it's for everyone. So come on, gather round. Get yourself all set, turn up your TV set for Huckleberry Hound. That oh so merry, Chuckleberry, Huckleberry Hound.
Forgotten Hollywood also suggests that Hanna-Barbera visited and traveled through history, as these wildly iconic intros suggest.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Soviet family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the when you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba do time, a dabba do time, we'll have a gay old time.
George Jetson. His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife.
Other great Hanna-Barbera creations included Quick Draw McDraw and Johnny Quest.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. Faith-based films have been around since the silent movie days. The original Ben-Hur and Cecil B. DeMille's original Ten Commandments were two big examples. By the late 30s and into the 50s, movies with a religious theme were simple, innocent, black-and-white stories of goodness and faith. It's a Wonderful Life actually fits into this category. You know, all told, eight male actors, including Bing Crosby, Spencer Tracy, and Gregory Peck, have been nominated for Oscars for their roles as priests. Barry Fitzgerald had the most nominations, and he wasn't even Catholic, which is why he often made the sign of the cross backwards. Well, by the late 50s, when Panavision and Technicolor were developed to make the movies competitive with TV, bigger, better Bible epics were filmed. Event movies like William Wyler's remake of Ben-Hur and Cecil B. DeMille's remake of his own Ten Commandments. And there were others like The Robe, The Shoes of the Fisherman. But the social upheaval of the 60s and 70s changed our perspective on religion. Priests were people like Machine Gun Kelly and Dirty Harry, or the Jesuit priests in The Exorcist. Nuns were characters like in Sister Act or the Penguin in The Blues Brothers. Today there's an entirely new mood in Hollywood. The online blog The Daily Beast says the new power player in Tinseltown is God, or more specifically, God and his many Christian followers. They continue by noting that for the first time, two Christian-themed films have appeared in two of the top box office slots, one being Russell Crowe's Noah, and the other the surprise hit God's Not Dead. On top of which, Roma Downey's Son of God is pulling in an audience. Right behind them is Heaven is Real. Been a good decade since Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ succeeded at the box office, but back then Hollywood considered it a fluke. Unlike most comic book or spy films, they did not line up behind it to play off of its success. This year, right in the middle of Lent, our Lord and Savior is boffo box office. One Hollywood expert has said that people of faith are finally coming out of the closet, and this could be the start of an organic growth of faith-based films and inspirational movies. Are there critics? Of course. But the biggest complaint about Noah is that they never say God. He is referred to only as the Creator. Russell Crowe has described this criticism as overreacting and absolute stupidity. This is a far cry from William Defoe's Last Temptation of Christ, which had the ladies of the Altar and Rosary Society across America rising up in protest. As one Hollywood type has said, there isn't any question whether there's a market. The question is, do you want to be a part of it? And Manny and Steve, that is the big question this week on The Backlot.
Thanks to you, Joe Lyons, for your merry melodies during your Backlot report. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you have earned your stripes as part of Forgotten Hollywood's golden age of animation. Before I step out, let me offer some rare but memorable cartoon classics. During the 1960s, daytime cartoons were king, and many programs introduced a whole generation of tots to Mr. Magoo, Snagglepuss, Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har, Magilla Gorilla, Beanie and Cecil, Josie and the Pussycats, Wally Gator, Underdog, Super Chicken, and others on Forgotten Hollywood.
George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Watch out for that tree. When he gets in a scrape, he makes his escape with the help of his friend, an eep-dee-dee. Then away he'll schlep on his elephant ship, while Fella and Ursula stay in step. With George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame he's ignored, action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time.
Making up a mess of fun. Lots of fun for everyone. Tra-la-la, la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la, la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la,
join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Bigger than big, taller than tall, quicker than quick, stronger than strong, ready to fight for right against wrong. Titanfall, Titanfall, Titanfall.
Josie and the Pussycats, long tails and ears for hands, guitars and sharps and flats, mean sweet a groovy song, you're invited, come along. Hurry, hurry, see all the pleasure, or maybe friends, we could be a ninja on the chance. Be with us in Bangkok, makes no difference, everywhere the action's at, we're involved with this or that. Come on along now, Josie and the Pussycats, no time for present pants, won't run when they hear scat, there where the plot begins, yeah. Come on, what's the good guys, we're
you know what? I'm happy.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. Pretending you've got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can't see the way you shake it. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that bill.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Right here.
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog,
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 underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.
Cut. Porky, could we just get a little bit of the stutter? Just a little bit of the stutter, that would be great.
Yes, of course. Silly me.
Not a problem. Ready? Quiet. Ready and action.
That's all, folks. Darn it! Did it again, didn't I? You wanted the stutter. Sorry, guys.
Perfectly all right. Still rolling. And action.
That's all for the folks.
You're sounding great, Pork. We'll get there. You got the stutter. Tell you what, could we get the stutter on the that this time?
I'm sorry?
I'd just like to try getting the stutter on the that.
That's all, folks?
Exactly. You're doing great.
Oh, obviously. You want to do it?
No. You're the star. Porky, you ready? And action.
That's all, folks.
Cut. Beautiful. You're a real pick, kid.